you very much, the church. Please be seated. We are so thankful this morning for the grace that the Lord has bestowed upon us. We are grateful for the mercies, for keeping us, our outgoing and our incoming. Here we are this morning. What then shall we say to the Lord? The Lord is on our side. Who can be against us? Hallelujah. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this morning, for granting us your peace that surpasses all understanding. We thank you, God, for keeping us, especially our children, especially our spouses. We thank you, God, for preserving our lives, O Lord. This morning we have gathered to listen to your word that gives life. Father, speak to us today. Let your word give us life. Father, I pray this morning, O Lord, inviting the power of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, descend among us. Holy Spirit, descend among us and take control. We pray this morning, O Lord, and Father, we banish every spirit that does not belong to you. We pray that Jesus, let your will be done this morning. I commit myself, O Lord, to you. That Father Almighty God, you will speak through me. Use me this morning as a vessel to deliver your word, to deliver your goods to your children. We thank you that we will live today as people who have been blessed. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Peyo nyami ne juma na me nyane sem shira so from ya bibiara media niche rajedu
such a wonderful rendition. Bepesa Enyumwe, I like this song so very much because for me, it tells me that every biara irade be frame no meye juma ame irade. Because the goodness of the Lord, the grace of the Lord, the favor of the Lord If you don't experience it today, if you yourself don't experience it today, your children, your grandchildren, your great-great-grandchildren will experience it. In any time you have a friend, maybe I don't know, maybe pentem, just me in person, maybe pull me to crap because it's an opportunity to serve my Creator. Hallelujah. This morning, our message for us is Jesus accepts all. Jesus accepts all. In fact, I don't know how many of you have experienced rejections in your life. But you want to experience a rejection. Okay, so I figured all of us have experienced rejections. And how does it feel when you go through that rejection or when you get that rejection? It's very, very painful, isn't it? It is really, really painful. In fact, sometimes you have to explain yourself. Just what kasasa my own say rejection eh the abano. You know, it's not right. You know, it's unacceptable. But you have still been rejected. This morning, Christ is saying that He accepts all of us. Christ is not rejecting any of us. Christ is accepting all of us. Do you remember the time that you applied to a school that, you know, you got a rejection letter? You know, you put all your effort into applying to a school, and then you write the essays, you write the SATs, you know, you go through all the, you know, the midnight trying to study, and then you apply to the schools, and you've been waiting, and, you know, these days you have to go online. They tell you that, you know, maybe go online, you know, and your, you know, notification will be there, you know, around like noon. And you'll be so anxious to, you know, just check everything that is going on. And then you log on, and sometimes the first message, if you don't see congratulations, then it means you have been rejected. Hallelujah. But usually when you see congratulations, it means that, you know, you have been accepted. And you feel there is a sense of fulfillment because you know that the hard work that you put in has gained something for you. Hallelujah. What about a job interview that you went to? You know, you put in all your best effort. You apply for the job. You know, you make sure your resume is clean up. You know, you call people to, you know, make sure the resume is clean. You apply for the job. It's your dream job, the job that is paying the 6 digits. You know, you are so happy, you are so excited, telling people that, look, I'm getting a job, I have a job interview, and you are just looking forward to the day of the interview. On the day of the interview, you know, you are up early in the morning, you don't want to be late. If you are going further away from where you live, you know, you make sure you leave the house very early so that, you know, you get there on time. You know, Drew, while you're ready, you put on your suit, you know, you make sure from head down to toe, you look, you know, spot on. And then you do the interview, and, you know, after the interview, they tell you, you know, go home, you hear from us. And then you go home, and, you know, sometimes, you know, we try to be wise, you know, we pick up some numbers or email addresses from the person who interviewed us, right? And then as soon as you get home, you shoot an email, and then you begin to explain yourself. I think I'm fit for this job, you know. I think I can bring to the team, you know, I am very smart, I am intelligent, I am open-minded. You do all of that, right? Just so that you've been accepted into that role that you are looking for. And then you'll be there, you know, 2 days later, you know, no calls, 3 days, a week. Usually I tell people that after a week, if you don't hear from them, you know, just begin to look for other options. Hallelujah. Because you feel very disappointed. You know, you come home and, you know, you've told so many people. And I see the few people around you that, you know, I was looking forward to this job. You feel so disappointed. What about a girl that you were trying to propose to? You know the words that you guys use, all we guys use, right? You put in your, you know, best foot to make sure, you know, you win her love, right? You know, so, you know, men, we are, you know, very, very creative. You know, we use the words. What words do we use? You know, tell me. You are the apple of my eye. No, you are the cocoa in my, you are the sugar in my cocoa. And then we go and we say, oh, you know what? I will go and, you know, I'll cross the ocean for you. I'll bring down the moon for you. Baby, whatever you want, I'll do it for you. For you, I will. And if you're in Ghana, they call you and say, oh, my my credit has run out. Oh, baby, don't worry. May yet momo abra or no aye momo di abra no. Hallelujah. In fact, the whole essence of this is to be accepted. Hallelujah. And yes, yes, I know. Just so that the woman will accept you, will accept your love. And finally, when she says, yes, I agree to marry you, oh man. I know mine, I know exactly what happened, so I know what I'm talking about. It felt so good, hallelujah. Because I had worked for so many years to finally hear her say, yes, I will marry you. Ebusiafor, we are talking of Jesus Christ, the light of the world, who accepts us, regardless of what we put in. Whether you are black, white, doesn't matter. He accepts you. In some time past in this country, there were places that people of color were not accepted. All white. So you dare not even enter the place because of the color of our skin. Even when we go back home to Ghana, there were certain tribes that our parents wouldn't allow us to marry in. I remember my dad's older brother, he always told his children, I said, tribe we ebe se openo, dano kache ni se mewu, upapa ni o. Hallelujah. Because even among us Ghanaians, there were some tribes that our parents would not accept them in. Even among us Ghanaians. Today, the Son of the Living God is saying that he accepts all of us. So the first it was so relevant to the message today. Yesu jini bon yefu munke yin chire wonam. Yesu ejini bon yefu. Christ accept you and I, regardless of who we are, regardless of the things that we have said, regardless of the places that you and I have been, regardless of the things that we watched last night, regardless of the place we set our food, Christ accepts all of us. And I don't know what that means to you, because as I started my message, I related some things. As in applying for a job, as in applying for a school, or even getting married, it means a great deal if Christ is accepting you. Are you ready today for the acceptance letter that Christ is giving you? Are you ready today for the love that Christ is giving to you? Are you ready today? Because the acceptance comes with responsibilities. When Jesus Christ accepts us, it comes with responsibilities. It's just like the job that I mentioned earlier, or the school. Let's say you got admitted into any of the Ivy League schools. When you go into the school, you are required to meet a certain performance. You just can't go there and just continue to fool around. And especially if you're on scholarship, you expected to maintain certain, you know, grade point average. And if you're not meeting those grade point averages, you may lose the scholarships. And that's why it's really important that we recognize that when Christ accepts us, it doesn't come free. It comes with a charge. Hallelujah. I say, when Christ is accepting us, whether we are white, Caucasian, blacks, straight, queer, green, brown, name it, he's accepting us. But when he accepts us, we cannot live the same lifestyles that his acceptance gives us. Se nyankopon etgyan obra ye bo a odi egye no ye ntimi nkoso entransa obra ni mo. There has to be a change. There has to be a difference. We have to go from where we were to a place where Christ is taking you and I. Otherwise, we are not ready to accept the letter. Otherwise, we are not ready to accept his calling. Otherwise, you and I are not ready to fulfill his calling. When Jesus Christ, the third Bible reading we read today, in fact, when we read the earlier verses, it was talking about Peter. Peter in Bibia, and to the Nanyan Kupon, catching his swing phone and say, the Bible of Homo Nasi Amam. And it was like, oh, no, you can't do that for me. You know, it, for me, it was signifying sometimes the pride and the arrogance that we display. Yesu abuwa ne fusuyafu nina ano. And all catch up and say, Ebre ebe son, I'm coming to leave you. Therefore, as me leaving, Ebre ason, I wash your feet. And then you have Peter saying that, no, take me out. And when Jesus told him that if I don't do this for you, you cannot be part of me, he said, we have to recognize when we are leading or living a prideful lifestyle. We have to humble ourselves. If Christ is calling us, if Christ is accepting us, humility has to be part of us. We cannot live our lives as people who are so prideful. Yenu anamun kramfo ta ka kase bi ye me dama o mo se una o hechon una o hechon. You see yourself too much. You see yourself too much. Awon fe nye won kwana nyame de ama wo. You are not the only pretty woman in this world. Look, in fact, Or because of your, you know, BSN, Biawenya, Unamanua more betis you because of BSN. Hey, Obiswa, a doctor. Bachelor Kakre, Biawenya, you know. Or chemical engineering, Kakrabia, Winya. Near Kasa, no, Kambro, Fua, Kasiana, Wayne, Fine, Kosi, to was why, hallelujah. We have to humble ourselves. It's not about you, it's about Christ. So if there is anything for you to be boastful of, it's of Christ, it's not of you. And to your boas, near Sheni, wa friend. Near one mound in Quano, Bibu or Ha, would the best Huahua, Hua. I don't know necessarily Huahua, then you wow. Because I guarantee you, baby, I want to. Every now and then, my wife and I were talking, and you know, I was telling her that very soon my term of office will be over. And as I was telling her, I was like, you know what, it's going to be tough that, you know, I'm leaving this role. And she asked me why, and I was like, well, you know, because of this role, you know, most people have liked me, you know, most people have respected me, most people have said very nice things about me, you know, I've had a chance to, you know, meet Modrita and all of that. But once I step away, it will not be there anymore. What is my point? My point is that baby a uwono tibia uwomuno and intina ma ubi ehua or chia wono. And I say an intina ma ubi ehua or di ebu any nidi emano. Someday you lose that role. Someday you lose that position. And once you lose that, then it will dawn on you that it was because of that role. That is why. So someday this role will be over. Very soon. And I'll not have that opportunity anymore. So for me to humble myself is a great deal. Because even when I walk away, I'll still carry that humility with me. That's what you and I, we ought to do. When Christ is accepting you and I, as I see a man, a home, brass, see him, Eba, Yaquem. When Christ is accepting us, we have to let go of certain things. Hatred, gossip. And I've always wondered how people have time to gossip. It just beats my imagination. If you see a kun anymore, is your friend name one me and Kesika Semu? I don't have time for your conversation. I'm serious. If you call me and we are not talking about money, I usually don't have time to continue the conversation. So as we go along, you know, I mean, come on, and I just said I ain't ya in Bisa, and I said, you know, I'm losing interest. It's because the conversation we are having is not bringing money to my pockets. Because I want to have money in my pockets. I want to set my kids up. I want to ensure that my future is solid. So when we are having a conversation, we should have a conversation that a conversation will bring money to ourselves. The conversation that will elevate you and I. The conversations that will ensure that we are heading towards and as we are advancing in our lives. Hatred. I have never understood why. And there's something called pull him down, PhD. I don't get that too. Ah. So when you go to an office or you go to a workplace and you try to talk to your manager for your colleague or an answer to sabotage your colleague, let's try to understand this, right? When that colleague or you when you sabotage that colleague, do you get double pay? No. Let's get real. Like we go count, you know, be on any year, juma one seven ye dimotuna nas ye via waketu and yetumu. No, my tea answer is no. You don't get nothing. But Jose, ye tu yama. It was your fault. It does not. And why? It doesn't make sense. Like, why would I try to, you know, say stuff about people that are not true just so that the person, you know, will be downgraded in grade or, you know, be, you know, lose their money or when you do all of this, unfortunately, your pay doesn't go up. So, rather, I will encourage you. Rather, I will build you up. Rather, I will strengthen you. Because when we are prosperous, because quite frankly, you know, poverty is really bad. Hallelujah. Poverty is very, very painful. And Because of poverty, that's why sometimes we do some of the things that we do. Sometimes look, because of hallelujah. Poverty and stress in this country is killing us. So I tell people all the time. Assume the person is stressed. Amen. And because the person is stressed, that's why the person is saying all of these things. Just walk away. Take it in good faith. Because it's not going to put money in your pocket. I'm serious. It's not going to put money in your pocket. So avoid those things. In the third message that we read, Christ was telling his followers, Samontna or Domo. Our third message that we read today was John chapter 13, and I'll focus on 34 through 35. I see a new command I give you. Love one another. Hallelujah. Tell somebody sitting next to you that from today on, I will love you. Oh, wouldn't you mean can? Oh, because when you say, "Any idea I'll be here?" Tell somebody you are sitting next to that from today on, I will love you. Or tell someone you've never spoken to that from today on, I will love you. From today on, I will love you. Children of God, if we can say it, then the command of Jesus Christ accepting us is not feasible. Because it's a command that he's telling us. It's a command that he's telling you and I this morning that we should love one another. As I have loved you, so must you love one another. Let us express love. Let us express love. Let us build each other up. Let us encourage each other. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples. Hallelujah. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples. If you are for us here, the people in the world, they see the love among us, and nobody will tell them to come to Christ because they know that within Christ or with Christ, the people of Christ love themselves. This is a challenge to you and I this morning, that we should go and love just as Christ loved you and I. We should go and love just as Christ loved you and I. And when we are able to do these things, when we are able to love, when we are able to humble ourselves, when we are able to take away the hatred, then when Christ accepts us, there is a renewal, there is a promise that Christ gives us. And that promise, that renewal, is based on our second Bible reading today, and it's based on Revelations 21, 1 through 6. And I'll go through them as I bring my message to an end. Revelations 21, 1 through 6. It says, "Then I saw a new heaven," this was John, "and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth have passed away." And we saw there is a time coming that this earth will pass away. And if Christ is accepting you and I, say, "Jesus Christ, this heaven and this earth will pass away. There will be no more Massachusetts. There will be no more Bantama. There will be no more Cameroon. There will be no more Ghana. Because Christ is taking us to a new place." Hallelujah. And are you ready to be part of it? Shall we go on verse 2? In fact, if we can project, you know, verse 1 through 6, that would be great. If we can project verse 1 through 6, that would be great. It says, "I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem coming down from heaven.
That's very small for my young eyes.
It says, I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. How many of you remember the day that you got married? You remember the day you got married? You were so happy when your bride was coming. This is what Christ is doing for us. It was therefore, if you can project that thing in mind, there are some grooms, when their brides are walking in, they shed tears, they cry because they see their bride and they realize what they've gotten. This is what Christ is telling us. This is what Christ is telling us. So if you want Christ, or if you want to enjoy this, then you have to accept Christ. And as we accept Christ and we back away all the things that is not helpful, we will begin to enjoy this. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, now the dwelling place of God is with men, and he will live with them. They will be his people. Hallelujah. I don't know if you want to be part of God's kingdom. I don't know if you want to be part of God's eternity. And God himself will be with them and be their God. On that day, there will just be one God, and that God is Christ. On that day, there will just be one God. Are you ready to be part of it? Are you ready to be part of it? He'll wipe away every tear from our eyes. And I know on that day, in my Sasum, I took Presbyterian hymn 502 saying, Berea Yehovah Beji Tiyonu Muwa Wohan Benaya Wa Yehu Kainu Be Yese Yesu singing the first three stanzas, verse 2-2. Yehovah Mawobasa Fawoa Jado Jem Fawomo Frawa Piti Na Womra One Jeffy Quanoa Rena Esi Travoma Aquentusum Say Ye 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 verse 3 no or say near ye duano sumunu yet ye need jebe wubu yentu a yentu Somo abai. Christ is saying that it will be over with the new Jerusalem, with the new heavenly city. Can we continue to project that for me, please? It will be over for us. Now, bra, canoa, etremono, a new beam. It will not be there anymore. He'll wipe away our tears. There will be no more death, no more mourning or crying or pain. Hallelujah. Recently, I have a very good friend who passed away. The pain that I went through for a good friend of mine who had passed away. Christ is promising us today that there will be no more death. Hallelujah. Christ is saying that there will be no more crying. And Christ is saying there will be no more pain. The sicknesses that we are dealing with, and the things that are giving a sleepless night, this morning Christ is saying that it will not be there anymore. It's because Christ is accepting us. It's because Christ is accepting us. And he says, he'll wipe away every tear from their eyes. There'll be no more death. He was seated on the throne and said, I am making everything new. Hallelujah. This morning, may Christ begin to make things new in your life. This morning, may the Lord begin to do new things in your life, because he's doing new things. If only you allow him to accept you. If only you walk the ways that will make him accept you. And he says, write this. These are trustworthy words, and they are true. These are trustworthy words. These are words that are true. These are words that are true. Can we continue to project it, please, as we run everything up? And he said, it is done. I don't know what is still causing you problems. I don't know what is still causing you pain. This morning, I come to tell you that Christ is saying that it is done. This morning, I'm here to announce to you that Christ is saying that it is done. And he says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To him who is thirsty, I'll give to drink without cost. This morning, are you thirsty? Are you thirsty? Christ is here to give you to drink. Drink of Christ, and you'll never thirst again. You will never be hungry again. It is the spring of water. Christ is the spring of water. This morning, I am pronouncing to you, this morning, I am offering to you that Christ is here saying that he accepts all of us. Christ is saying that he accepts you and I. Yimmi yakuma mu emmano. Ni ebi yakuma mu edi manwa. Insurance ma wake nyina no. Nyina ebe baso ewe mu. Eni emmemu, eni ena, yenana nemu abrabo mu. Amen.
Amen.